We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Philip has just lost the respect of the Youth League football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
From Learfield on the Cowboys Sports Network, live from Slim Chickens on Boomer Road in Stillwater, just north of Galgariba Arena. Welcome to the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show, brought to you by Integris Health, the most trusted name in healthcare. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Bud Light, proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. And by Slim Chickens, home of the weekly head coach Mike Boynton radio show. Now, here is your host, Dave Hunziker.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton radio show as we talk Cowboy basketball. Oklahoma State last Saturday with another huge road win at West Virginia. Last night, a tough night against Kansas State, but the Cowboys are still in position to make a run toward a potential NCAA tournament berth. 5 games left for Oklahoma State. The thought process is if you can win 3, there's a good chance you would make it with 8 conference wins and with those 2 Saturday road wins that are enormous at Kansas and at West Virginia. So another road opportunity. Saturdays have been kind to the Cowboys, and this will be a very unfriendly environment going to Fort Worth, Texas to take on a TCU team. It's in the same situation as Oklahoma State, obviously, trying to make the NCAA tournament. And it's been a long time, I think more than 20 years since TCU has made the NCAAs, and they're trying to bounce back from a very difficult early conference schedule that got them off to a poor start. If you have a question for Coach Boynton tonight, there's a couple of ways you can get it to us. You can send it to us on our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line at 405-747-0338, or you can send it to us via Twitter, and we have some questions that have already come in via Twitter, and you can use the Twitter handle, my Twitter handle, which is at GoPokesVoice. Visit the Stillwater.org Dine and Stay in Stillwater partners, including the Rocky Mountain Chocolate Factory, Freddy's Frozen Custard, Domino's, Eskimo Joe's, Mexico Joe's. Support these great Stillwater locations that support the Cowboys. We're at Slim Chickens here in Stillwater, just northeast of Galgariba Arena. And your attention, Monday is the 15th birthday of Slim Chickens. What's that mean to you? $5 chick plates. Normally $7.61. $5 this Monday only, the 15th birthday of Slim Chickens. Come eat cheap. $5 chick plates. Heck of a deal here at Slim Chickens on Boomer Road, just northeast of Galgariba Arena. Come anytime, but Monday's the big deal for the birthday. $5 for a chick plate. Back with more after this, live from Slim Chickens in Stillwater. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
What makes Slim Chicken so craveable? It all starts with 100% premium tenderloins. Our tenders are hand-dipped in a traditional Southern buttermilk marinade to unlock the flavor and lock in the moisture. Next, we lightly hand-bread every tender and cook to order using the freshest ingredients. Then, we pair it with your choice of 17 house-made dipping sauces designed to satisfy any craving. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Download our app and create an account to get a free Cayenne Ranch chicken sandwich for a limited time.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Go, Cowboys!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Bob Moore Kia, Buick GMC, and Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram are not just fans of OSU Cowboys. We are as devoted and loyal to them as generations of Polk fans have been. The same way that generations of Oklahomans have relied on the Bob Moore brand for low-priced, no-nonsense, fair, and honest automotive deals. We are committed to the orange and black.
And we are committed to you.
Respectfully, Bob Moore, proud partner of OSU Cowboys.
Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a proud sponsor of Oklahoma State University Athletics. At Blue Cross Blue Shield, we're proud to be a part of this community, and we're committed to providing greater access to healthcare coverage for those that call the great state of Oklahoma home. To learn more about our healthcare options, visit us online or give us a call. Blue Cross Blue Shield, through it all. Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Oklahoma is a division of the Healthcare Service Corporation, a mutual legal reserve company, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
There's something for everybody to fall in love with this month at Hard Rock Casino Tulsa during Rev Up the Romance. Because on Saturday, February 17th and 24th, you could win your choice of a 2018 Cadillac SUV or sedan at 10 p.m. Earn entries daily now through February 24th and double entries on Saturdays for your chance to fall head over heels into a new Cadillac. Only at Hard Rock Hotel and Casino Tulsa. You should be here.
Cowboy fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenience store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com for all your online shopping. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
Welcome back. We're at Slim Chickens for the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. Glad you're with us. Got a nice crowd gathering here. And stop by if you're in the area and check out the show. If you have a question for Coach Boynton and you can't be here, you can send it to us via Twitter at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice or use the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is area code 405-747-0338. It's 405-747-0338. Coach Boynton is with us. And well, just kind of your thoughts on the last two games, kind of get things started.
You know, our team has continued to ride this crazy roller coaster that's got the biggest highs and some pretty deep lows on it. And, you know, we're still trying to figure out how to play with a little bit more consistency on the positive front. The one positive thing that I take from it is our guys are able to get past losses, not that they don't matter,
right?
Because obviously they do, and they hurt every single one of them. But it's important that you don't let one loss become a second one. In other words, you can't let what happened in one game turn into a negative that impacts the way you play the next one. On the same front, we haven't been able to take some of the positive things that we've done in the games that we've won and then flip that into building some positive momentum. So it still continues to be a challenge for us and one that we hope to resolve here over the next couple games.
Any feel for why?
No, it's really hard to tell, just partly because the games are all so different, you know, and the styles of play are so different. And it's been different guys for us who've played well and then haven't played well. So it's hard to pinpoint. That's one of the challenges we have is that we're having a hard time identifying consistent play from, you know, not one guy or two guys, a group of guys, night in and night out, you know. So, you know, last night we just couldn't find a rhythm offensively in the first half. We gave in pretty easily when we couldn't find great rhythm. And that was certainly something that K-State wanted to do, so credit to them for executing. But it's certainly something that we need to learn how to handle better, because it's certainly a chance that we could play them again or a team that scouts that game and tries to defend us the same way.
West Virginia, Kansas, and Oklahoma, and the analytics back this up, play fast. Baylor and Kansas State play about as slow as any team in the conference. Now, like those three big-time teams that you beat, Kansas State's not a very good defensive rebounding team. They're last in the conference. That was very evident last night, especially early in the game when you kind of played volleyball in the offensive glass. So in asking that, how much of all this is matchups? I mean, is there some element to it? Is there a lot of an element to it? I mean, do you have a feel for that? Because, you know, even just dumb people like me looking in analytics, looking at numbers, there's some evidence there for something. But to what extent is it something?
It's a factor for sure. The thing we have to try to do is we have to fight off just adapting to how the other team wants to play. And we've got to do more of establishing our identity and putting more of a emphasis on making the other team adapt to us.
Gotcha.
And it's good to be adaptable. You have to have some element of that in your system. Because some days you just don't shoot it well from deep and you got to go inside more, or you can't, you know, get to the rim, so you got to move the ball around the perimeter some. But last night we were eerily impatient offensively, and that led to some really hard shots in the first half for us, which is the reason, you know, we only had two assists because we didn't have enough discipline to stick with it, to execute the full game plan as it was laid out. And that's something I've got to continue to preach to our guys, that against a team like that who wants to play slow, who's just going to stand in between you and the rim, they're not going to try to take your ball, they're not going to block a ton of shots, but every time you cut, someone's going to put their hands on you. Every time you drive, there's going to be a second body. And to try to get the ball reversed from side to side will give you a better chance to drive it and then to get the ball from inside out, which leads to a better percentage shooting from the perimeter.
So what else do you do to correct that? I mean, to foster that patience?
Well, we've got to continue to emphasize it in practice. We've got to watch it on film and show the guys, because sometimes as a player, and I'm sure I was like this, don't always hear in the moment the message that my coaches are delivering to me, because I think I'm doing the right thing. Because I'm trying to do the right thing.
Sure, sure. Of course you are.
I want to win, and I always wanted to win, and I always thought that I was doing what my coaches asked of me. And then I would come in the film session the next day, and they'd say, hey, remember that screen that you told me you set in the game yesterday?
Mm-hmm.
Here's that guy going right past you. You never touched him. And in my mind, during the game, I was like, yeah, I set the screen. And I really didn't. So they have to watch it, because some guys are more visual learners. They can't learn in the moment, and so it makes it hard to adjust in game. But we have opportunities to come in the next day and watch film and then go on the court and try to re-establish those situations. Again, we had another opportunity today to play through a segment of a scrimmage, and you get into up four, down four with some minutes left, and you got to execute. We got to get the ball to this spot. We want to get this shot for this guy, if at all possible. When it breaks down, we still want to attack, and then we'll take a secondary shot. But we don't want to settle for a secondary shot on the initial part of our offense.
You know, it's interesting that you bring that up, too, because when you look at, you know, you're talking about not being patient and perhaps in some ways not feeling confident against Kansas State and what they're doing defensively. Here's some of your numbers at the end of game shooting it. West Virginia hit five of your last six shots, made four threes in the last 2 minutes and 48 seconds. You were 4 of 5 from three in that time. 7 of 10 at the end of regulation against Oklahoma. 5 of 9 from the field, end of the game against Texas. 6 of 7 during the comeback against Texas. 8 of 11 to end regulation play against Iowa State. 6 of your last 10 shots made against Florida State. So those are, that's in crisis. And you're shooting in those close games that you've won an unbelievably good percentage. So to what extent are you almost like perplexed by the fact that they are impatient and perhaps showing a lack of confidence during, for lack of a better description, ordinary game situations, when you would think after they've been through that they would really feel good, if that makes sense? It seems odd.
Yeah, and now you say that, we actually met as a staff today and said, you know, we're really good late game, and it's probably because we've practiced it so often.
Oh, and you're great at it.
But in practice, like, there is no game pressure except for what we're saying the situation is.
Gotcha.
So we've got to find out how to simulate the middle of a game. It's 16 minutes to go, and it's tied. And we need to play the next 8 minutes and execute. But, you know, it's a difficult deal, because at the end, if you're still down six, you feel like you've made progress, but you're still down six. When you practice end-of-game situations, there's a specific goal in mind.
Sure.
You're trying to win.
Well, and true, and I guess, too, is it oversimplifying things to say your team's better in broken court situations?
We're better in open court. There's no doubt about it.
And the end of game tends to lend itself, I guess, more to that, doesn't it?
And you're more aggressive because you have to be. The situation usually calls for that. At the same time, you know, it's like you said, you know, West Virginia, who's really physical, but their physical, aggressive style of defense gives us more opportunities to play in transition.
Sure. And you killed them doing it.
We were very aggressive. We attacked them both games because we were really aggressive in the first match.
Absolutely. If you don't miss some key free throws, you probably win that one too.
There's a style of play element to it. But at the same time, we need to play fast, but we don't need to let the other team dictate which shots we take. And that's what we got caught up in last night. We wanted to play fast, but you can't just take the first shot, because K-State's first shot defense is pretty good, and they do a good job of scouting. And so you have to have some patience and maybe turn down a shot that's probably a C-plus, because you're not getting a B or A shot the first time.
Gotcha.
Now, you can get a B or A if you get it reversed, if you drive it, and then certainly if you get to the offensive glass. And then you have to convert. You know, last night we had 8 missed layups in the first half. And that doesn't necessarily lend itself to having much success either.
Somebody out there listening might say, well, if you're better in the broken court when things are going fast, why not just run all the time? Run after every made basket. Just sprint, sprint, sprint. My thought on that would be, against some of these teams, you might spend the entire month of February playing defense. Is that accurate?
Yeah.
And you spend a lot of time guarding people.
To be perfectly honest, I would like to get to a point where we do play more transition basketball. We're not built that way yet.
Yeah.
And as we continue to evolve, certainly through the rest of this year, we can get better. But as we recruit and continue to get more depth and more athleticism on the perimeter, we'll be able to play that way a little more comfortably. And right now, we just aren't that dynamic, and we don't have enough depth to play that way for 40 minutes.
This may be off base. Maybe you think about it again. Let's go back to those three teams. Everybody's curious about it. Oklahoma, Kansas, West Virginia. Great teams. You've beaten them all. The thing about those teams, it seems to me, is they don't strike me as being overly complex. They kind of do what they do, which it would seem to me allows your team to be playing a little more off the improv and just getting more into broken court situations. Is that oversimplifying things? Not that you can't play teams that are more complicated, but Kansas State, they got a lot of stuff going on. I mean, they've got certain ways they want to score, and Baylor plays that zone that's a pain in the rear end. And Texas Tech is unique. Is there any truth to that? I mean, not to say that you can't play those other teams, but those teams, they just kind of do what they do, and then you do what you do, and they seem to create some things that you like. Is that off base or no?
Yeah, no. I mean, I think it's more tied to the tempo.
To the tempo.
Than necessarily, you know, what the other team, you know, is doing, because, you know, Tech is pretty simple as well.
Yeah.
And we actually played pretty good against them too. I mean,
first half you were awesome.
Lead and held them to 25 points or whatever it was in the first half on the road.
Oh, yeah.
So our defense was good. We just couldn't – we weren't prepared or we weren't equipped at the time 3 weeks ago to sustain a run by the opposing team and deal with the elements and the atmosphere and the noise and, you know, call goes against you and you don't handle it well.
You hadn't been through that yet.
Yeah. And so,
truthfully.
You know, we continue to get better in those situations. But at the same time, I think it's more directly tied to the tempo, not necessarily scoring quickly, moving fast.
Just how the game's played, the flow of the game.
We just flailed around and we cut slow and we passed the ball hesitantly last night, and it just doesn't lead to great rhythm shots for us. You know, and then we're up against the clock a ton, and then we're not great in those situations either in the half court. But we can do it in a broken court, in an open court situation, if we're playing more aggressively when we rebound and turn people over.
You know, the bummer about last night is, and you mentioned the missed layups, is you, for the first half especially, just destroyed them on the offensive glass. And normally, I mean, you even look at the numbers at how the game finished up, you end up outscoring them in second chance points 22-5. I mean, gosh, you normally win probably 9 out of 10 games, 18 out of 20, if not more, when you have a 17-point advantage and second-chance points. Now, they shot a high percentage, so there weren't as many offensive rebounds available to them, but that's a huge edge. I mean, that's really quirky, it seems to me. I don't know, maybe not.
No, you're right. I mean, but when you get that many offensive rebounds, the only thing that matters is if you convert them.
Yeah, and you also means you're missing shots.
Or get fouled and make it a productive second shot. Almost does you more demoralizing when you get those opportunities and you get three or four shots at it and they don't go in.
Oh, sure.
And then you got to go play defense and the other team scores quickly and now you
takes your confidence away, doesn't it?
Yeah. So we've got to be better. We've got to be more aggressive around the rim, you know, trying to put those balls in the hoop. And then, you know, we got to get to the free throw line because, again, we're a really good free throw shooting team.
Yeah, and that was part of it, too. I mean, you look at that first half when K-State got the lead. Yeah, I think you only shot 3 foul shots in the first half, which, you know, not that you're a team that gets a ton of free throws by nature, but 3 is not obviously what you're looking for.
It's another microcosm of our team and the way we played versus Saturday. Cam McGriff took 9 free throws and a half against West Virginia himself.
Yeah.
And we wound up taking, I think, 36 or so for the game. So, you know, we're capable. We just have to do it consistently. We have to make up our minds that this is what we're going to do no matter what, no matter where, no matter who, and figure out a way to accomplish it.
By the way, if you have a question for Coach Boyden, we'll get to some of those from Twitter when we come back. You can send the question to us on Twitter at my Twitter handle, at GoPokesVoice, or you can send it to us via our Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, which is 405-747-0338. We are at Slim Chickens in Stillwater, where Monday it's Slim Chickens' 15th birthday. That means a $5 Chick's plate. Chick's plate, 3 tenders and a side, your barbecue sauce. That's my choice when I come here on Thursdays. I'm very boring. Have the chick plate and the macaroni and cheese. It never wavers. You have a favorite? What's your favorite side?
I don't know. I go with the chicken and waffles when I actually eat food.
Yeah, because you're in your February. Wait, now we got to get into that for a sec before we go to break. Because you're in your February deal, aren't you?
Tell people about that.
That's pretty cool. I admire your willingness and your ability to do this.
We're past the midway point now.
Okay.
You know, 28 days, so we're officially in the second half. So we're heading downhill.
What do you do though?
During this month, I eat nothing but fruits, nuts, and vegetables, a little yogurt every now and then, and you know.
And what's your motivation for doing that?
I'm just not very smart. That's what my wife would say.
Now, wait a second. I know better than that.
No, but I've done it for a few years. It's just kind of a way to discipline myself. My wife just says I'm starving myself. But, you know, I do something that's pretty challenging at a time of year where it's not easy to commit to doing something like that. But it's helped. You know, usually, to be honest, this has probably been the easiest first 2 weeks that I've had doing this. And I don't know if it's, you know, with all the other stuff, I don't think about eating as much.
Yeah, your time's so occupied, but you're probably not thinking about it.
I usually have gotten through about 4 or 5 days before I start getting these massive headaches, and all I can think about is eating.
So you end up with headaches?
Yeah, I didn't get a headache until the 13th. this year. So,
oh my, your wife with the gesture of all time with the big thumbs down. She's the dietitian. So she's, yeah, she just got you there, Coach.
Yeah.
But if you have headaches, you have headaches.
Yeah, sometimes you get headaches for all kinds of reasons. It's not just because I'm not eating food.
Interesting. So let me ask you this. Not that, and I don't want to get too personal here, but do you end up losing weight out of the deal typically?
I lose a few pounds. Nothing crazy.
Not that you need to lose weight. I mean, good grief.
I could probably lose a couple inches in waist.
Well, yeah, and I'm trying very hard this year. I have been much more disciplined in basketball. My usual basketball tubby has not happened this year, and I'm trying to kind of learn from you and be a little more disciplined.
But it does give me another thing to get excited about for March. March is a really good time of year for us.
Oh, that's interesting.
So then you flip the page to March, and now it's all the excitement, and you can, you know, really go out and enjoy yourself.
It's kind of funny. It kind of goes back to what Fran Fraschilla says. I like to quote him a lot. He says some good things. In February, teams either get better or they get worse. Nobody stays the same. So by doing this, you know you're getting better.
Getting better.
You're controlling it.
I'm getting better, and hopefully in turn, my team's getting better.
Does your wife do this too?
No, absolutely not. She doesn't even think about it. In fact, she thinks it's one of the more irresponsible choices that I've made.
Well, if that's the worst you do, you're in pretty good shape, I think, as far as I can. I mean, good grief.
So what do you do?
Well, yeah. So when the month is over, do you have kind of a celebration dinner to reward yourself, or do you say, no, that's defeating the purpose? What do you do?
Yeah, you know, honestly, at that point, at the end of the month, it gets to where you don't really even, you know, the first few days or so, it can get hard. You get into a pretty good rhythm.
Gotcha.
And then it's hard to find it appetizing to eat.
Yeah. No, sure.
Like a big double chicken sandwich or whatever.
Yeah. Or come here and get like 10 tenders and two big things of mac and cheese.
Yeah.
Which is great. But
yeah, but not after 28 days of kind of salads and carrots.
Understood. So at any rate, so Coach Boynton is doing his discipline here during the month of February, and certainly we don't want to discourage good health. However, just keep in mind that they do have healthy options here at Slim Chickens, and also for those of you like me whose discipline tends to waver from time to time, it's a great choice. So stop on by, and they can hook you up with catering. Now, thing to remember, if you're having a party, if your catering order is $100 or more, they'll bring it to you. You don't even have to come get it. They'll bring it to you. So that's not necessarily a big group you're talking about. Maybe 20 or 25 folks coming over, and he's like, ah, to heck with it. I don't want to mess with it. So just call Slim Chickens. Check out their menu. They'll hook you up. They'll bring it to you. It's real easy. Slim Chickens here on Boomer Road, northeast of Galagaribo Arena. Fans, here's to the beer you can always count on, Bud Light. Proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. Please drink responsibly. Back with some Twitter questions and some text questions after this. From Slim Chickens in Stillwater, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Where's Coach?
No idea, man.
Hey, you're the Ice Cold Dr. Pepper vendor guy.
That's me, Larry Culpepper, inventor of the college football playoff. Now, I need y'all to take a deep breath. Forget for a minute that you're down by 40. Forget about all the fans and alumni counting on you. Forget about the exams you haven't studied for. Forget you still have a whole nother half to play against a team full of five stars that outmatch you in every conceivable way, all right? Just ignore all that. Instead, close your eyes and picture this, a tall, frosted glass filled with perfect cubes of ice and sweet, delicious Dr. Pepper. And as you grab that ice-cold glass of victory, just remember one thing. Larry Culpepper believes in you.
What? Huh? How's that going to help us win, though?
Not my problem, man. I'm just craving a Dr. Pepper. My rack is empty, so how about we skip the second half, hit the local store for some Dr. Pepper like some real winners.
You know what that's doing me? Let's go!
Larry, quit talking to my players.
Oh, yeah, I was just telling them to stay in school.
Now go on, get
it. Ice cold Dr. Pepper, help. Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
Charlie's Discount Drug, where we know our customers by name.
This is Debbie, owner of Charlie's Discount Drug. Are you having difficulties keeping track of your current medications? At Charlie's Discount Drug, we can help make your smartphone smarter with the RX Local app, access your medication list, and order refills quickly and conveniently. Another free service provided by Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater.
The Learfield Directors' Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook, find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors' Cup.
Cavender's is your complete Western apparel headquarters. Cavender's has boots, boots, and more boots. Plus hats, shirts, jeans, belts, and accessories for men, women, and children. From core Western wear to the latest fashions, Cavender's has you covered. We're here to outfit you head to toe in great Western style with great prices and great selections. Visit us on the web at cavenders.com or find a store near you. Come in and shop where you can save big. Save now at Cavender's.
Cowboy fans, the newest addition to the Cowboy Athletics family is the Oklahoma State University Athletics mobile app. The OSU Athletics mobile app is your comprehensive mobile companion, providing you with exclusive content, personalized offers, live stats, schedules, and so much more. Play tailgate trivia, find parking directions, and even access your ticket account for mobile ticketing. Find the OSU Athletics mobile app in the Apple Store or Google Play and download it today.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. It's the Coach Boynton Radio Show tonight. We're glad you're with us. And let's get to some questions from Twitter. Of course, Cam McGriff has been donning the goggles the last two games, starting at West Virginia. So we've got a few here. First of all, regarding the goggles, who wears the goggles better? Horace Grant, former Clemson star and longtime NBAer, or Cam McGriff? You have any thoughts on that? Of course, Horace Grant wore the blue goggles, if I remember right.
Yeah, we can leave the Clemson part out of it, though.
Oh, sorry about that. I forgot you were South Carolina
Chicago
Gamecock.
Chicago Bowl, Orlando Magic, Horace Grant.
Yeah,
we'll do that.
I just lost
but
my
But I guess he wore,
lost my
I guess he wore
rights.
Orange when he was at Clemson, so we'll give
him
that.
And he was before your time. Yeah. He's an old guy compared to you.
But no, I'm taking Cam.
Cam looks good. He looks like, you know what, he looks like a superhero.
He does.
And he certainly played like one Saturday. The first time he wore him, it was like he was in his super suit. So he does look good. So, but why did he go? Why did he start wearing them?
Well, at Kansas, it's been quite 2 weeks already. Wow.
It has, hasn't it? Boy, these games, they fly. Time flies.
2 weeks ago, Cam gets poked in his right eye at the almost end of the first half at Kansas and plays the entire second half basically with one eye open. And all those tip dunks and all that rebounding and all that stuff, he could barely see. And then we come home, and I guess it was against Baylor. He gets poked in his left eye.
So now he's got whacked on both eyes.
And his right eye had barely started to re-engage. And so he's out there with maybe like a quarter of his vision and still was able to be productive. And so we went with the goggles and it was a benefit for him. Obviously, he was not able to get poked in his eyes anymore.
So it didn't have anything to do with any vision issues. It was more just the eye injuries that he had
suffered. Yeah, he got poked in him, and so we were just trying to put him in position to protect him. He seems to get into a lot of traffic because he's an aggressive rebounder.
Sure.
Battling with guys bigger than him, so they come and swipe down or whatever, and he just got popped a couple times, but nothing major.
Can you get him some orange ones? That's what he wants to know.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure we can work that out. We'll have to go talk to some of the doctors here in town and get somebody to, even if we got to get somebody in my office, I'll do them. I'll color them. Get my kids. And hey, Ross, can you color? Yeah, we'll get them to color some orange.
Well, we got some other youngsters here who probably love to color Cam's goggles if they were offered the chance. We can have a little contest, have some fun with it. Another question. Obviously, we're getting into the home stretch of your first year as head coach. What have been maybe some of the most unforeseen challenges you've faced? And perhaps what do you feel like has been your biggest accomplishment? Maybe something you didn't really think about when you started.
I mean, I would guess, and I don't know this for sure, that there have been very few coaches who've had more of an adventurous first year as a head coach. But it's all been, you know, pretty enjoyable. I try to keep things in perspective. You know, what I say all the time is, you know, I've got a really great job because I don't feel like I go to work. I enjoy what I do. I'm around with young people all the time. I get a chance to impact them. And I get to coach. I don't have to. You know, it's not. It doesn't feel like a chore. So that's the way I approach it. And when you approach it that way, in my mind at least, you really feel get a lot of satisfaction seeing kids grow and develop. Watching Mitchell Solomon from the time I got here in April of 2016 to the type of player and person he's become now is one of the most gratifying things that I'll ever do. You know, in terms of accomplishments, I'm not sure. You know, obviously beating OU here is a big deal. It means a lot to me. It means a lot to our fan base.
Sure.
It means a lot to our alums. But we haven't accomplished a ton yet. There's still a lot for us to accomplish, and we're still continuing to try to set ourselves up to finish the season strong. So I haven't reflected a whole lot. I don't know if now is necessarily time to do that. But I've enjoyed even some of the frustrating moments of being able to watch these kids bounce back and play with such resilience on the road, to see them come back from home in a tough loss and know that they got up and went to class and handled their business because they care enough just to do the right thing, are things that mean a lot to me, to know that we got selfless guys who anytime they're around young people, they try to be positive influencers. My young children are around my team a lot, and mm-hmm. so it means a lot to me that our kids show them a good example.
Oh, sure.
And so those are the type of things that as I continue to go through this journey, I'll try to keep things in perspective. Now, we want to hang a banner in Gallagher, Iowa. That's the goal. Ultimately, we want to hang a banner. We want to hang a national championship banner, a Big 12 championship banner in there, and that'll be what we continue to strive for. And we won't stop working until we get those things accomplished.
We've already talked a lot about the differences in the matchups between, say, a West Virginia and a Baylor, a Kansas and a Kansas State, et cetera. So we've got this question from Relatable Oklahoma State on Twitter, so I'll just paraphrase and kind of change the thought process a little bit. He's talking about, you know, why is a team playing so well on the weekends and poorly on weekdays? We covered kind of the differences in the teams, but is there anything to the days of the week and playing on a day when you have class and it's been two 11 a.m. games on the road at Kansas and at West Virginia, which is unusual, but gosh, you've played great. I mean, is there anything to any of that, or just, nah, it's not that at all?
I mean, I hope not. I hope we're more mature than that we can't go to class for a couple hours and then shut down the thought process from an academic standpoint, and then go play a game with great passion and emotion. And, you know, I guess we were on the road then, but we played pretty well on a weekday at Tech.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe there is something to it. You know, I don't want to dismiss anything. At the same time, I want to have our guys know we can't control the days of the week.
No, or the times.
Here's what we can control. We can come out and play as hard as possible. We can play unselfish basketball, and we can try to execute our game plan. And I think when we've done that, when we've been the more aggressive team, offensively and defensively, when we've shared the basketball, when we've taken charges, when we've dove on loose balls more than the other team has, and when we've been conscious about execution for 40 minutes, we've had a lot of success. And so those are the things I try to reiterate to my team. I don't want them to think that they can't play on a Wednesday.
Well,
because
of course not.
If they start believing that, I mean, we're going to have problems.
Well, yeah.
There are only nine Saturdays in the Big 12 season.
None. If you were to make the NCAA tournament, you're going to play on Thursday or Friday, and how are they going to feel about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, yeah, maybe there's some, you know, psychological deal to that, but I don't want my team, and I certainly don't talk about those things to them. I tell them, hey, here's what we can control, and let's control those things as much as we can and put ourselves in position to have success.
Fair enough. Question that's come in on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line. This is interesting. Are the rims tighter in some arenas more than others? Is there any standard for how rims have to be, for lack of a better term, calibrated? Any standard tightness?
Yeah, I wouldn't be an expert on the tightness calibration of the rims. But I'm sure that you know, some older buildings probably have more quirky things like that. You know, some floors have more dead spots. Some stadiums have seating that's a little bit further away, so your depth perception shooting at the basket is a little bit different. So there's some things. Here's what I tell my team. Whether it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, whether it's home or road, the other team's playing in the same circumstance. The other team's shooting on the same baskets. The other team's bouncing the ball on the same floor.
Yeah.
We don't get – it's not like football. We bring our balls and they use theirs and we shoot with
no,
ours.
Hardly.
You know, so, you know, as long as all those things are equal, then you go out and play and compete as hard as you can and get the job done.
Kind of following up on that thought, a little different. A lot of people talk about shooters' gyms, shooters' arenas. I've heard players say over the years the Allen Fieldhouse is a great shooter's venue. Now, there are some coaches I've dealt with over the years that think that's complete hogwash, one of which was a terrific shooter. Travis Ford just totally didn't believe in that. He thought that was nuts. He'd always say, well, what does that mean? Do you believe in that? Are some venues, for whatever reason, because of sight lines, because of lighting, maybe a little more favorable to shooting than others? We all know the domes stink, typically. Nobody likes to shoot in those big domes. But do you buy into that, is there, you think, or no?
I mean, I think there's a small element of that. Again, some places you go and the rims are softer. The rims give a little bit more. And everybody plays. There's no standard basketball, right, that everybody has to play with. Now, both teams play with the same ball, like I said before, for the game. But we use a different ball than they use at TCU. Then
everybody has different brands.
West Virginia,
yeah.
Then, and so, yeah, those are things you got to adjust to. But I would say that factor is very, very minimal.
Fair enough. It's interesting, and not that you care, but it is interesting. We get the basket microphones, and people listening to the games may hear it, where you can hear the rims. When a shot hits the rim, you can hear it. During warm-ups in venues we haven't been in before, I always listen to the pitch. You can tell, because those mics are right by the rim, how tight the rims are based on the pitch. If you get that real high-pitched tingy sound, you know those rims are really, really tight. Whereas if you kind of get more of a clanking sound, they usually are really loose. And I'll be darned, usually plays out that way. It's really weird. You go one place to the other. I've always found that the NBA venues, for whatever reason, the rims seem to be tighter. We always get that high-pitched tingy noise. I don't know why. Up in Brooklyn, it was like that.
And the shooter's techniques, right, play a part. Some guys shoot with much more arc, so yep. Those things don't come into play as much. Those guys that shoot flatter shots, you deal with the rim a little bit more. A lot of things matter in terms of how much success you have. But, again, the more focused you are on the things that are within your control and doing your job consistently over a period of time, the more opportunities you have to eliminate the excuses that might come into play.
Of course. If you have a question for us here tonight, shoot it to us, either at the Twitter handle at GoPokesVoice or on the Academy Sports and Outdoors text line, 405-747-0338. Make sure you check out the largest selection of OSU merchandise at the University Store. Shop their locations in Gallagher-Riba Arena during home game days or at the Student Union. You can also shop online 24/7 at ShopOKState.com. Owned and operated by Oklahoma State, University Store's proceeds benefit many programs and services that OSU students enjoy on a daily basis. And at Stillwater Country Club, there's a beautiful new facility to match your outstanding golf course. There's several new rooms available for business meetings and dining facilities for formal events. And don't forget to visit the Pro Shop for all the latest OSU gear. Back with more after this from Slim Chickens at Stillwater. It's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Cowboy fans, start your season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the 12 convenience store locations in Oklahoma or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com for all your online shopping. Academy Sports and Outdoors, proud partner of the Oklahoma State Cowboys.
What makes Slim Chicken so craveable? It all starts with 100% premium tenderloins. Our tenders are hand-dipped in a traditional Southern buttermilk marinade to unlock the flavor and lock in the moisture. Next, we lightly hand-bread every tender and cook to order using the freshest ingredients. Then, we pair it with your choice of 17 house-made dipping sauces designed to satisfy any craving. Slim Chickens. Fresh, delicious chicken. Download our app and create an account to get a free Cayenne Ranch chicken sandwich for a limited time.
Orange and black dominate your closet, and nothing shows your true colors like the OSU Visa debit card and credit card from MidFirst Bank. Don't buy your Cowboys gear this season without your OSU Visa debit card or credit card from MidFirst Bank. Visit any MidFirst Banking Center today or go to midfirst.com/cowboys for details. MidFirst is a proud partner of OSU Athletics. MidFirst Bank, true to your money. Member FDIC.
Miss Williams, your prescription's ready.
Oh, thank you. This is a new medication for me.
Now, you need to remember, just like alcohol, these pills can impair your driving. So don't drive while taking them.
You've seen those labels that say, do not operate heavy machinery? Well, your vehicle is heavy machinery. Always read and follow the warning labels on your medications. Together we can end DUI. Visit NDUIOK.com to learn more.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, a proud partner of the OSU Cowboys.
Go Cowboys!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Brahms has a whole lot of shakes going on. Brahms Premium Ice Cream and Brahms Exclusive New Shake Milk give you 24 grams of protein and all the calcium. Come on over. There's a whole lot of shakes going on.
At Brahms.
At Brahms, there's a whole lot of shakes going on. Now get a real ice cream shake with every combo meal.
I got chocolate.
I got vanilla.
We all got shakes.
Get a real ice cream shake with every Brahms combo meal.
Get a combo, get a shake.
At Brahms.
Welcome back. We're at Slim Chickens, where on Monday they will celebrate the 15th birthday of this establishment, the Slim Chickens chain, and they'll do so with a great deal for you, a $5 Chicks plate all day Monday. It's President's Day, so kids are out of school. Bring them here for lunch. Or if you're a government employee and don't have to work, you can bring yourself here for lunch or whoever else. Monday, President's Day, ironically, is the 15th birthday of Slim Chickens, so stop by here on Boomer Road and grab yourself a $5 Chicks plate, usually $7.61, only $5 just on Monday, this coming Monday, the 19th. Coach Boynton with us here as we continue our conversation about Cowboy basketball and next up on the road at TCU and just kind of some general impressions on the Frogs.
Another terrific team. Obviously a big challenge for us on the road, game that we need to find a way to compete hard enough, especially from our offensive standpoint, to get good shots. They're a really good offensive team, have been all year, and so we've got to do the job also defensively, first in transition, but then certainly in the half court, because they present challenges with their length. They can really pass the ball at all five spots, so you got to do a really good job of making sure you play with active hands, you're really aggressive. Not the best ball handling team. I think we showed that a little bit. We were able to pressure them when they were here in Gallagher a couple weeks ago. Another challenge and one that we certainly will be prepared for.
Good matchup, fair matchup. What do you think in terms
of
just personnel? I would say
fair. Their personnel is different from ours and different from probably the last two teams we played, because the last two teams have been really guard dominant. They're really good with their size. Start with Brodziansky. He can create some issues in there for you because he can really pass it. He can step out and make a three. But he's really good on the block. He can score with either hand. And then Kerrich Williams, who may be the best offensive rebounder in all of America at 6'8", plays on the wing for him, but posts up a lot, does a lot of damage in terms of getting the ball inside against smaller perimeter guys.
Are they the best passing team that you play?
I don't know if it's them or Tech. Tech probably more because of their style. They play so much motion. They may be a little bit better, but TCU is certainly right there, if not the best.
Does it surprise you that without Jalen Fisher that they've been able to kind of hold water and even have some success? Because they've had a little run here after a tough start. Does that surprise you? He would appear to be a key cog for them.
Yeah, I think one thing, and this is just experience, right? A team grows the more it plays together. Last year, they barely missed on the NCAA tournament.
Yeah, they had a really rough end of the year. They would have made it.
Made the NIT, and Jalen Fisher wasn't available to them for the entire NIT run.
That's right.
So that nucleus of players who all were there last year all played together without Jalen Fisher already and won an NIT championship to end the season last year. So for them, they had some reference point to go back to, say, here's how we had success. Let's go back to that. And Jamie does a great job of putting those kids in position where they don't beat themselves.
Is it reasonable to say that one of the challenges with them is for large portions of the game, they've got five guys on the floor that can score?
Absolutely. That is probably the biggest challenge is you cannot key on any one guy. And even now, the last five games, Noy's been playing really well.
He had a big game here, had 12 points.
Averaging over 13 a game in his last five. A guy at 6'7" can really, really shoot it. So create some matchup problems because of his size and his ability to stretch the floor as well.
Obviously, and you talked about this, had struggles especially with your first shot offense against Kansas State because TCU appears to be not only one of the best rebounding teams in the conference, but arguably in the country. How much more important is it that you get quality shots out of your half-court offense? Because thought process would certainly be you're probably not going to get the second-chance opportunities against them that you might get against some other teams that you play. Is that reasonable?
It's a huge, huge key. We got to be better, more disciplined, more engaged, more focused, and we got to have patience to get the shot we want. And sometimes that is the first shot you get. But sometimes the patience comes into play when the first shot may be taken away because teams do a good job scouting you and being able to go to option two and feeling confident that you can still get a quality shot. And then we still, even though they're going to block us out, they're going to be physical and try to keep us off the glass, especially after watching our performance last night, we have to still be committed to going and trying to get some second and third opportunities on the glass.
We don't want to get, you know, it seems like we always bring this up, and I don't just want to beat it into the ground, but Tavares Shine didn't play in that game. And so I think one thing that jumped out immediately is, you know, like John and I were just talking before that game is, wow, boy, Kenrich Williams becomes a little bit of a – he's always a headache, but, boy, you sure kind of wish you could maybe use Tavares against him. Could Tavares impact this rematch maybe more than some others, if nothing else because of Kenrich Williams? I mean, he's not as tall as Kenrich, but he's certainly longer than some of the guys you had afforded to you that first game. Could he matter a little bit more maybe this rebound than some other games or no?
Yeah, and Tavares probably matters more to us than it does
impacts
in
them.
Regard to how it helps the other against the other team.
Gotcha.
Because it gives us another playmaker. It gives us another guy who can rebound. It gives us another guy who can make shots, who can guard multiple guys, mm-hmm. who understands all of our schemes and can really execute in any situation, no matter what the time of score is. So that's, you know, really against anybody, having all these guys available is probably the most important than whether it's against one team or the other.
So, for example, let's look at TCU's squad. I mean, let's think about it. And so he could guard Bain. He could guard Robinson. Kenrich Williams, Noy,
Olden, maybe Miller, depending on what the lineup
maybe
is.
Maybe J.D. Miller?
Yeah.
So there you go. You didn't have that
No.
the first game.
No, I got a guy who can guard five or six different players on the team effectively, not just
sure.
you know, put them out there and then call for a double team, but you know he can do the job, he can execute the game plan, whether it be ball screen defense or post defense or whatever it is, because he's really smart. You know, one of his biggest strengths is his basketball IQ. He really understands the game, and so he gives us another guy who can think and make adjustments on the fly without being told every step of the way.
Right. We'll take a break. Come back with more after this. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Mike Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
Okay, so 5 tacos of cheese and a large soda, that's $10,012. Please drive around.
Wait, 10,000 what?
It's obvious you're buzzed and driving.
I've only had a few. I'm fine.
Yeah, the food's 12 bucks, but getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Please drive around. Actually, just park and come in.
Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
You make sure his toys don't have any sharp edges. You taught her what to do when the smoke alarm goes off. You do so much to keep your child safe. But are you using the right car seat for your child? Car crashes are a leading killer of children ages 1 to 13. Protect your child's future at every stage of life. For information on the right seat for your child, visit safercar.gov/the right seat.
A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Every hiring manager knows that a company is only as good as the people it's made from. So where do you find the best people? That may surprise you.
Meet the grads of life, young adults of unique determination and experience, an ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or even mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
This is talent worth knowing about.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
My name is Ruth Rusey, and this is how I live United. I read to children as part of United Way's education program. It helps them create links between language and literacy and prepares them for a better academic future. I figure I have the time and they have the need. My name is Ruth Rusey. I help kids prepare to succeed in school. So I don't just wear the shirt, I live it.
Give, advocate, volunteer, live United. Go to liveunited.org. Brought to you by United Way and the Ad Council.
It's 6:42 p.m. Time for Steve Plato and his son Dylan to do the dishes. They talk about everything from the yuckiness of girls to the awesomeness of his soccer team. Sometimes they don't talk at all. Then, hey! The dreaded splash fight. It's dad o'clock, and it's the best time of the day. Because the smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life. Take time to be a dad today. Call 877-4DAD-411 or visit fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hamilton was adopted from a rescue in 2008. He really likes to be around people. I get out my mat and I'm doing a downward dog and he's underneath. He's quite the pug about town. He gets invited to a lot of parties. He knows he's a pretty big deal. Look at this little face. How could you not love him?
Hamilton the Pug, Instagram star and shelter pet. Amazing adoption stories start in shelters. Visit theshelterpetproject.org to find a pet near you. Brought to you by Maddie's Fund, the Humane Society of the United States and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens as we wrap things up this evening. Coach, good luck this weekend. Big weekend still got. Boy, find a win to win three. It'll be in the NCAA tournament, I think.
And we're very capable. Our team's shown that we can compete and have success against anybody. We have to play with this right mindset. We have to play with the right focus. But to go on the road against another really good team, guys will be up for the challenge.
We appreciate the visit as always. Thanks. Have a great Friday, and we'll see you on Saturday.
I appreciate it.
That's head coach Mike Boynton back to wrap things up in a moment. Live from Slim Chickens, it's the Coach Boynton Radio Show from Learfield.
All right, guys, bring it in.
Where's Coach?
No idea, man.
Hey, you're the ice cold Dr. Pepper vendor guy.
That's me, Larry Culpepper, inventor of the college football playoff. Now, I need y'all to take a deep breath. Forget for a minute that you're down by 40. Forget about all the fans and alumni counting on you. Forget about the exams you haven't studied for. Forget you still have a whole nother half to play against a team full of five stars that outmatch you in every conceivable way, all right? Just ignore all that. Instead, close your eyes and picture this, a tall, frosted glass filled with perfect cubes of ice and sweet, delicious Dr. Pepper. And as you grab that ice-cold glass of victory, just remember one thing. Larry Culpepper believes in you.
What? Huh? How's that going to help us win, though?
Not my problem, man. I'm just craving a Dr. Pepper. My rack is empty. So how about we skip the second half, hit the local store for some Dr. Pepper like some real winners?
You know what? That's cool with me. Let's go. Larry, quit talking to my players.
Oh, yeah. I was just telling them to stay in school.
Now, go on. Get
ice cold Dr. Pepper help. Dr. Pepper, the one fans crave.
This is Debbie, owner and pharmacist of Charlie's Discount Drug, and I want to encourage you to take a 10-minute timeout today. Our CLIA-Wave Cholestec LDX system will analyze your cholesterol levels with a simple finger stick in under 10 minutes, allowing you to get back to your day quickly. No appointment necessary and results while you wait. So, take your 10-minute timeout and come to Charlie's Discount Drug, 723 South Walnut in Stillwater, or call 624-3535 for more information today.
In 50 feet, turn left. Why are you driving so slowly?
After a few drinks, I'm taking it slow.
Well, you're not fooling the cop behind you.
What?
Get ready to pay in 0.1 miles.
Getting pulled over for buzz driving could cost you around $10,000 in fines, legal fees, and increased insurance rates. Nothing kills a buzz like getting pulled over for buzz driving, because buzz driving is drunk driving. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Slim Chickens. Wrapping things up on this Thursday, and let's tell you what's happening on Saturday. We've got Cowboy basketball with pregame coverage at 6, a 7 o'clock tip-off for Oklahoma State and TCU from Fort Worth. The day begins at 1:30 with the Cowgirls in Texas, a huge matchup in Gallagher-Iba Arena for Coach Littell's squad. Boy, what a gauntlet they've had. Oh, we got home games this week. Oh, they're Baylor in Texas. Goodness. So they'll face them at 2. Casey and Kevin will have that for you at 1:30, and then we'll go on the air at 6 and face TCU at 7. Next home game, next Wednesday, Texas Tech. That's the night of the Mercy baby crawl. That should be entertaining. Red Raiders trying to win the league title. See if the Cowboys have something to say about that. I'll bet they do. For Coach Boynton, I'm Dave Hunziker. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you Saturday. This has been the Mike Boynton Radio Show, live from Slim Chickens and Learfield. So long.
On the Cowboys Sports Network, live from Slim Chickens on Boomer Road in Stillwater, just north of Gallagher-Iba Arena, this has been the Coach Mike Boynton Radio Show. Brought to you by Integris Health, the most trusted name in healthcare. Homeland Grocery, your OSU tailgate headquarters for all your game day needs. Bud Light, proud friend of Cowboy basketball, famous among friends. And by Slim Chickens, home of the weekly head coach Mike Boynton radio show. The preceding has been a Learfield presentation on the Cowboys Sports Network.